Next up on Express Yourself, I'm joined by Alex Menard, here to represent the Marble Hub and the Marble History Museum and share a little bit about the second annual Living History Tour happening in Marble tomorrow afternoon. How are you, Alex?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Now, first off, you, I understand, came up with the idea for this Living History Tour. Could you give a little insight into how it occurred to you, and also explain how it works?
Well, I went to an outdoor pageant when I was growing up in California that really impressed me. It was called the Ramona Pageant up in the mountains in Southern California. And all the action just took place on an outdoor stage with horses and real buildings and people just standing there on the hillside. And I thought, man, this is pretty cool. So I got the idea of making a living history tour out of our tour that we have of the Marble historic sites, and having people at each spot explaining or even acting drama from 100 years ago.
Okay, so in here in the studio with us is this map. Could you explain a little bit about the map and how it's actually this thing that's year-round, but you're bringing to life on this particular day?
Well, Marble has seven sites that are on the National Register of Historic Buildings. And one of them is the museum, which is also the Marble High School originally. And then there's the church and the bank, which is now the Marble Hub. And there's other spots in town. And we have a map that we put out, and it describes these locations. And people can take it any time and walk around town and learn about the history. But on this special day, you don't have to read anything. You just stand there and listen.
So how many stations are there and how many people participating?
We have 24 people acting in this time.
Okay. And are you one of those actors?
Yes. I play one of the editors of the two rival newspapers, which are in a dispute about whether socialism or capitalism is the best way to go.
Okay.
And that was a real event in Marble 100 years ago, in which the other newspaper, not me, was run by a female, Sylvia Smith, who got run out of town by the company and by a lot of the supporters of the company.
And what is the name of your person that you're portraying?
My guy is Frank Frost, and his newspaper was called the Marble Booster. It was the company newspaper.
So pro-business.
Pro-business.
Okay. And that debate, it's not at a particular time, but people, I understand, get this map that was actually drafted, you told me, in the 1914.
Yes.
And so you've added on top of it numbers that indicate where people can walk to throughout the town. It's a self-guided tour, and they have between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. to do this. And then you, as an actor, plan on receiving people and then acting out this debate with Sylvia?
Right. Yeah, I'll be in the office of the museum, which is where we keep all the newspapers. So we'll pull out the old newspapers and show you the headlines, and we'll have a pretty spirited debate. But for example, in the museum also, upstairs we have a classroom, which was a classroom from 1910 until 1941. And it's set up just the way it was. And we'll have a teacher and some students in there having class. And also another person in the museum is going to be describing the work of Henry Johnson, who was the town photographer and who documented all of the history of Marble. And we have his old cameras. And I mean, we're just trying to show everything we got.
Yeah, there's a lot to show. Understanding from just looking at this map, what are some of the other highlights, in your opinion?
Well, it's a walk around town. You go to the bank, you can see the banker and talk about banking 100 years ago. The pastor's wife will be having the Marble Church available to tour. And by the way, the church actually came on a train car from Aspen back in the 1890s when silver busted and Aspen declined. Marble was just starting, and at that point they had an extra church, and so Marble got it. And it came to Marble on a train car, and they set it up, and that's the church we have today. Also, we're going to have some bootleggers that are going to be in the jail and showing what life was like in the jail. We have a beautiful jail. It's a steel bars like you've never seen.
Wow.
Yep.
And so is this trying to capture a specific year in the past, or is it just kind of an amalgamation of various decades?
I would say it's concentrated around the real boom years of the 1910s and 20s.
Mm-hmm. Now,
when they got the biggest contract they ever got was for the Lincoln Memorial. All the parts to the Lincoln Memorial were made in marble, and that was a huge project. At that point, the population of marble was 10 times what it is today.
Wow. And the railroad reached marble and was still active?
Yeah, the train is really what got the marble quarry going. Until they got a train in marble, there wasn't any large-scale marble mining. The train only had to come from Redstone because the coal mines were already going. So that extension of 10 more miles plus 4 miles up to the quarry is what got the town going.
And with 10 times the population, how else did it look based on the history that you've read?
Well, there was a big downtown. I mean, marble had fires, floods, and avalanches that wiped out a lot of stuff. And then also in 1941, when the war started, there was a salvage operation which pretty much took all the railroads and all the machinery, all the tracks, everything away. So a large part of what marble was is gone. I mean, for example, we have only one historic commercial building left, and that's the Marble Hub, the bank building.
Wow. And a lot of this, however, is well-preserved by the museum, remnants of this past.
The museum's been responsible for quite a bit of renovation, but the town as a whole was responsible for the Marble Hub being renovated. It's a beautiful project. We also have the bell tower that we did, and the museum building itself, which was a schoolhouse, has a new roof, and they put plumbing in there, which it never was before.
So for people who are interested in learning more about Marble's history and experiencing this tour, meeting the actors, is there any need to register, or do they just...
Just show up. It's free. It's designed for everybody. It's a walk of a few blocks, but there's no giant hills. Mm-hmm. There is one hill, Main Street, between the hub and Marble is uphill.
Mm-hmm. But otherwise, family-friendly and...
Oh, yeah.
And people just check in at the Marble Hub to get their map?
Yeah, go to the hub, get the map, and take off and see what you want to see.
All right. Now, I see here that there's also going to be a taco dinner at the conclusion of the tour around 5 o'clock.
Right. It's a celebration for the participants, but it's also open to anybody who wants to come.
Okay.
It's at the hub at 5 o'clock.
Anything else that you'd like to add about this tour?
I'll just tell you some of the other people that are going to be there. We have the doctor's office. The doctor and his wife will be there. We have the guy with all the money, who was Colonel Meek, who came up with the business of the marble quarry. He'll be driving around in an antique car. Hmm. We have the founder of Marble, who was a carpenter, a miner, and his house still stands, and he'll be sitting on the front porch. You can talk to him. We have some wood and marble carvers. They'll be outside at the Marble Hub. Another historic house has a tour. Then we have Thanos Johnson, the sculptor. His studio will be open, and we have somebody playing him who knew him personally. And we have a worker at the Catholic Church Foundation, where the church was started and never finished. It was a Catholic church, and it just never got completed, but the foundation is still there. And we have somebody explaining the whole story of that. And then the quarrymaster is available right across from the fire station, where the fire chief will be, and explaining our hand-drawn carts that were used to respond to fires. And the quarrymaster is the real quarrymaster, actually.
Oh, wow.
He retired after 23 years at the quarry, and he can tell you all kinds of stories about marble. And marble really is fascinating. The whole industry is amazing.
What a rich opportunity to learn about so many different things.
That's right.
To understand
the story of marble.
Right. And are most of the participants from Marble? Are they Marble residents?
Yes. There's a couple from other areas. One person from Aspen, but mostly from Marble.
Okay. And simultaneously, I've heard from a friend that the Marble Symposium will be just getting set up. The sculptors won't be arriving this weekend, but a lot of energy accumulating in marble now for the summer.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you so much, Alex Menard, for coming by Katie and Kay to share about this opportunity. Once again, from 1 to 4 p.m. tomorrow, this is the Living History Tour in Marble and beginning at the Marble Hub. And more information at themarblehub.org. Anything else you'd like to add?
If they want to call me at home, 963-1141.
All right.
If anybody is interested at all, there's a few more characters we could come up with if somebody wants to participate.
It's not too late.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Give me a call.
Cool. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.